Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back to our good friend, journalist, author, John Nichols from The Nation. And he's got a new book out, Coronavirus Criminals and Pandemic Profiteers, Accountability for Those Who Caused the Crisis. John Nichols, only been a couple days, but welcome back, man.
It's an honor to be with you, my brother.
Well, it seems timeless. You're a timeless author. John, you're a prolific author, man. You said, well, you know, you just write books. That's what we do. And I said, no, that's what you do, John. This cat's never written a book. John, how many in the John Nichols series is this for you?
Well, I guess I've been the author, the co-author of about a dozen books, mostly on politics and media. I did a number of books with my colleague, Bob McChesney, on media issues over the years. But last few years, I've done about, you know, every couple of years, I'll do a book. And this one, yeah, I don't have a schedule for it, but I write books when I think they're needed. And this one was especially necessary because I felt that the pandemic was exploited by some pretty sleazy politicians and some pretty sleazy rich people.
Well, John, let's talk about the featured faces on the cover of the book, the pandemic profiteers, if you will. I don't want to misidentify anyone, John. Who are the three featured?
Well, I think you got Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, and Jared Kushner, if I'm not mistaken. Although on the audio book, they added, I think, Betsy DeVos and a couple of other people made that cover as well.
So when you talk about Bezos, I mean, I get Trump and I get Jared Kushner, but why is Bezos in there? Is he a pandemic profiteer, in your opinion, John?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, he, in fairness to Bezos, he's something of a stand-in for billionaires in general. At the start of the pandemic, billionaires in the United States controlled about $3 trillion in wealth. And we should pause for a second. $3 trillion is a pretty good amount of money. 18 months into the pandemic, they had $5 trillion. That was one of the most exponential increases in the transfer of wealth from the great mass of people to the very, very wealthy in American history. And Bezos, as well as Elon Musk and a few others, were the real beneficiaries of this. They made so much money, they didn't know what to do with it. They started flying around in outer space. And the critical thing to understand about this is that they didn't make that money because they contributed something in a like a humane or necessary way. What they did was they maximized their profits in a situation where people were desperate. Now, I don't deny for a second that Amazon was very useful. It has been very useful during the pandemic. But you should understand that Amazon fired workers who reported that their warehouses were unsafe. Amazon refused to cooperate with efforts to unionize their warehouses. And when we know that unions do a much better job than a non-unionized setting in making sure that physical plants are safe, again and again, Amazon chose, and Jeff Bezos chose, enriching himself over taking the steps that would protect his own workers. And frankly, that would create the best possible circumstance for society in a crisis moment. So that's how he made it. That's how he made his way in.
And John, obviously the pandemic, I'm a small business owner. I know lots of small business owners. They were crushed. They were shut down many times by local mandates and state and federal and every other damn thing, John. Obviously, it was hard to compete on Main Street. In some small part, did Amazon step in and fill that void because you couldn't go down to Main Street? Is that where Amazon made all the money at, John?
Sure, 100%. They definitely, as they have throughout their existence, and this isn't just Amazon, it's also a lot of the big chain stores and that. And yeah, bottom line is that Main Street businesses, small shopkeepers, small restaurant owners, as well as small farmers in our country, have been at the short end of the stick for a long time. And when the pandemic hit, that just simply accelerated. And I write a lot in the book about how working class people, not just folks who are in the traditional frontline places like a hospital or driving a bus, but also people who do own small shops and small restaurants, how they ended up struggling to get through this giving a great deal of shared sacrifice. At the same time, billionaires, you know, they retreated to their country homes and their waterfront villas, and they just moved money on their computers and became dramatically richer. And what I argue is that they didn't sacrifice in the same way that everybody else did. So maybe it's time to do what Franklin Roosevelt did during World War II. And that is say that, you know, in an emergency situation when the country is really suffering, you ought to have a 95% top marginal tax rate on the wealthy. And also that you ought to tax excess profits on corporations. And, you know, the interesting thing about it is that when Roosevelt and the New Dealers did that during World War II, it didn't crash the country. It made the country stronger. We actually beat fascism. In fact, it was so popular that they kept a greater than 90% tax rate on the top marginal earners throughout not just Roosevelt's administration and Truman's administration, but right into Republican Dwight Eisenhower's administration.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got a fine author of a brand new book, Coronavirus Criminals and Pandemic Profiteers. He is John Nichols from The Nation. John, you got an event going on tonight. Before I forget to ask, what's the event?
Yes. Well, we're doing something with the Progressive magazine. Bill Leaders, who's the great editor over there, is going to interview me about the book. We're going to do it in conjunction with A Room of One's Own bookstore. And if you go to A Room of One's Own website, just Google it on A Room of One's Own bookstore, Madison, you'll find a button you can tap there. It's as simple as that and join the live stream. You can also, and this is the one thing I encourage, you know, if you are inclined to buy the book, buy it from an independent bookstore like A Room of One's Own or one of the many other great independent bookstores we have in Madison and communities around here. Support those Main Street businesses. That's what we'll be doing tonight.
John, we've talked about the fact there was literally grifting going on, but there's also sort of the grift of political expediency. Ron Johnson, I was eviscerating him, or at least hammering away again, because he's saying, you know, people are falling over dead, athletes falling over dead after getting the COVID vaccine. Well, Ron Johnson may not be personally profiting in a financial sense, but Ron's certainly trying to make some political hay off misinformation. Does he factor in the coronavirus criminals and pandemic profiteers?
Oh, yeah. Ron Johnson gets a chapter in the book. So does Rebecca Bradley, the state Supreme Court justice. So we've got a couple of Wisconsinites getting their elbowing their way in. But Ron Johnson is a special case here because there's no question that he's spread an immense amount of misinformation that has been deadly and incredibly dangerous. And so as far as I'm concerned, you want to identify a coronavirus criminal? There's a lot of them, but Ron Johnson's very high on that list.
John Nichols, how do people take part in the big book event tonight?
You just go to A Room of One's Own website, and they'll have a icon right up there. You press that button, you can join the live stream and hear Bill Leaders for the Progressive and I talking about this book and talking about who the profiteers were and how we tax them.
John Nichols from The Nation, friend of ours. Hope you have a big event tonight. Thanks for coming around on The Devil's Advocates.
Thanks. It's an honor to be with you, my friend.
Thank you, John. Have a great night. Stick around, all you fair listeners. Earl Ingram is next. Keep it locked, Devil Radio.
When people try to sell books, they do all sorts of interesting, exotic things.
I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
I did what I came to do.